Street on the air.
Inside Your Business on Kaya Biz is brought to you by Capitec Business Banking.
Kaya Biz.
Inside Your Business.
Yep, we're getting inside your business. And this time you would know that get it being a Wednesday, this is where we typically talk about business operations, specifically within a corporate or even when it comes to small and medium-sized entities. Earlier this morning, I had commented on how the Stats SA had highlighted that there is an increasing number of closed corporations as well as privately owned businesses which have gone into liquidation this year. That number's up by more than 7% from June 2024. This also then underscores the concern that we need to address. How do we rethink the relationship that big business has with SMMEs in a manner that could drive further sustainability and survival of SMMEs? The founder and managing director at the transformation firm and founder of the SMME Empowerment Summit, Madzi Mpshe, joins us now to tell us more. Madzi, welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Good evening, Gugu. Being on a show is a lifelong dream of mine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. You make this so fulfilling. I was actually about to ask if I hope I've correctly pronounced your name, Matsiye or Matsi?
It's Matsiye.
There we go. Thank you. Appreciate the correction there. Oh, Matsiye, this is going to be a fun conversation because we are two people who are very passionate about the economy, but also the influence of small and medium businesses in the economy. And maybe let's just start there. For anyone who's spoken about small business, we know that they continue to lack the necessary support that they desire within the South African ecosystem. As things stand, what is the status quo given your assessment of the environment?
Sure. Small businesses are not getting the respect they deserve. Nearly 10 million people are employed by SMMEs through just over 2.5 million SMMEs. That translates, I mean, if looking at population numbers of South Africa at 63.1 million, according to Stats SA, that means just over 15% of our people are employed through SMMEs. This is actually quite a sizable amount, you know, worth consideration. So SMMEs really do deserve to take center stage in the economy. Mm-hmm. And also consider one person in our country that is employed actually ends up supporting between 3 to 5 people. That says how much food security does come out of the being employed through these SMMEs. So, yeah, they should take a better center than they have been.
100%. And as you allude to, they should be taking center stage in terms of the support and attention that they require. Some might argue and say, but hold on, we've got different policies. Not only do big businesses invest in them through CSI initiatives, but also through enterprise development programs and incentives that are provided. But your argument is that that is not enough. And maybe we should be looking at the lens differently.
I lost you there.
Correct. I was talking about the policies that might exist for entrepreneurs to seek the support that they require from big businesses. There are policies that exist, but you're saying we should look at them differently.
Yes, absolutely. Those policies do exist. I think where there's a gap is the actual implementation and the actual mindset shift that is required in terms of how that is being approached. If one looks at it as a box-ticking exercise, you know, as a grudge purchase that, you know what, actually, I know this BEE thing, let's get it done with, let's just sign a check, train a few SMMEs, get it out of the way. We are not going to move the needle in the right direction. However, we look at it as from a perspective that, or point of view that says SMMEs are an integral part of the economy and they need attention that actually takes that into consideration, it means that the approach will be much more strategic. It will be in a manner that actually looks at how the big business can tap into the small businesses to actually get the resources and expertise required to move the economy further.
So as you say, we need to reframe the conversation around small business and that relationship with big business. Let's talk about the practical ways within which not only do we reframe the conversation, but that it leads to positive consequences for the sustainable development of entrepreneurs. What shifts do we need to see?
Okay, so we need to understand that it's not about doing the SMMEs a favor, but rather a recognition that the future of big business is actually intertwined with the success of small business. And we should support SMMEs, not just in the sense that those programs only sit with the ESD department, but rather they sit across the entire business as a priority for business operations, procurement, as well as product development teams. We need to be paying SMMEs on time, making sure that we allow them to and enable them to manage their cash flows more efficiently and effectively. We need to be offering them monthly retainers that allow them to build credible credit profiles, which will then allow them to have access to funding that will also help them to grow and scale their businesses. We need to also be including them in early stage product development cycles so that, you know, literally from cradle to the grave in the product and services development cycle. We need to also look at them as co-creators in the product and service lines that we are delivering. It's quite a number of things, but all of them actually saying that let's have a mind shift and integrate them into the business operations, and we will see better results, not just for the SMMEs, but for the country's economy at large.
Matsia, one of the key themes that you also allude to in your article is moving them into procurement. And we know for some entities, this has been a pool of development from the enterprise and supplier development program, then having them on your database to ensure that you can procure from these businesses. But that even that relationship needs to be one of a quid pro quo, right? Because you have them on your supplier base, but then the SMMEs also need to be capacitated to be able to serve at, and deliver at scale. And that typically means the necessary capital or at least access to the resources to produce what is required for the big business on time, at scale, and at competitive pricing. But that also speaks to big business playing a role there. I'm keen for us to use this as an example or case study to build up on some of the changes that need to be implemented when it comes to enterprise and supply development, to really position small businesses for sustainable procurement practices and partnership.
Absolutely. A lot of enterprise and supply development programs look at really just training and perpetually training our people. Black people are constantly needing development. However, where the real sustainability comes in is when people have access to market so that they can be financially independent and not just sustain their businesses, but to actually grow them to the point where we're able to measure even KPIs like an increase in economic participation, an increase in the number of people employed by the SMMEs, and as well as the KPIs that we look at is increased profitability, increased economic participation, and an increased number of employees in that business. If you see those indicators, then you would have succeeded in developing and growing that SMME.
I'm also keen just to get your thoughts as well on how we advance this and if there might be sector-specific goals and objectives that we should set. Because I assume what happens in the manufacturing space would be different from mining, would be very different from a financial services provider. But are there roles that each sector does need to prioritize?
Those would definitely be different from sector to sector. And I think if you take time to actually look at each sector, what it needs and what the gaps are in the specific sector, pertaining specifically to ESD, you'll be able to develop the specific development goals for that sector. And I don't think that we're looking very closely into that. We are not being sector specific. At this point, we are more about numbers in terms of the you know, it's more like conveyor belt kind of a thing. We move them through the process so that at the end of the day, we've reached our target, we get our BE points. And however, if we then look closely on the sector specific level and we develop goals specifically for the sectors, we'll be able to see the needle moving in the right direction.
It is August, Women's Month. You yourself are a woman, an entrepreneur. You support other female-owned and led entrepreneurs and businesses. I'm keen to get your thoughts on, again, additional support that might be required for female entrepreneurs in the country and what levers we can pull at to enhance that level of support.
I think there's not enough focus. I mean, I have not had opportunities that were specifically focused at me as a woman entrepreneur, but I know that there's been a few of those happening. But I do think that there's room for growth in that aspect. There could be more initiatives specifically geared at women. So there's definitely room for growth on that side. So in that aspect, we would be truly inclusive in our approach, because inclusivity also involves getting different ways of working, and women have unique ways of operating, which includes qualities like empathy, interpersonal skills. They're better people managers, they're better strategists, you know. And I know that I'm making sweeping statements, but those have actually been proven scientifically through numbers, that we actually have certain specific skills that we bring to the table that should actually be developed specifically with the, you know, for us women. And those would actually see us as an economy growing in leaps and bounds beyond what it is when it's not giving specific focus to women and entrepreneurship development.
Something that you also prioritize within your work is ongoing engagements with various stakeholders to support SMMEs in their development. And that also speaks to the SMME Empowerment Summit. I'm keen to, you know, just for us to get some insight, you know, for those entrepreneurs who typically do participate in this kind of summit, you know, some of the key outcomes and successes that you can allude to that have come from these conversations and meetings.
So what we're doing, we're bringing together the actors in that ecosystem, the SMME empowerment ecosystem, government agencies like SEDFA, Gauteng Enterprise Propeller, the Innovation Hub. And we say our view is that these agencies do exist. However, there's not enough noise being made about what they do, and not even enough access being, you know, to... Our SMMEs do not necessarily have easy access or even enough knowledge about them. So we're creating a platform that will allow that knowledge to be shared. We're going to have workshops and masterclasses. It's over 2 days, on the 11th to the 12th of September. It is in Alexandra, which is very close to the richest square mile in Africa. However, it is still very underdeveloped. So We feel that by so doing, we will be creating a platform for entrepreneurs from underrepresented area like Alex to have access to resources, to information, to keynote speakers that will inspire and encourage, and not just for the 2 days, and you know, beyond the 2 day summit, where then we'll be tracking our success through the key performance indicators that I've mentioned earlier. And also making sure that we check what we set out to do, and ensuring that we actually have achieved what we set out to do in the first place. So it's quite a number of things, but we're excited about it, and we're excited to be taking it to Alexandra, which also happens to be my hometown.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing how things do develop, the new partners that you get on board and many of those who will be participating. And I assume for anyone who's interested, they can definitely log on to your website to get more details. SMME empowermentsummit.co.za to learn more and gain more insights. Osmatzi, such a pleasure having you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you, Google. Have a good evening further.
Thank you. That's Matsie Mpche, who is the founder and managing director at the Transformation Firm and founder of the SMME Empowerment Summit. Happening in about 35 days, do make sure that you actively participate. Anything to boost and support entrepreneurs is what we support here on Kaya Biz. Log on to the website smmeempowermentsummit.co.za, and that's where you can register, participate, and get yourself on board. 35 days to go, so make sure you actively you participate there. It is about a minute before 7 o'clock. We've discussed quite a bit, and in a moment we will be discussing even more. But I'm always keen to hear your thoughts. Help me do the show. Do it with me and share your questions, your thoughts and your opinions and feedback on some of the key themes that are driving the business agenda. 063-688-0959 is where you can share your voice notes to whet your appetite. On the other side of 7 o'clock, we'll be speaking to the CEO of Sweep South, Luandri Kriel. She'll join us to help us contextualize the challenges of domestic workers in South Africa, but also the important role that that particular sector plays when it comes to creating employment. And we'll also speak to the CEO of Business and Commercial Banking at Standard Bank, Bill Blackie. He'll help us dig deeper into the dynamics of operating and doing business across the African continent. In light of the likes of ShopRite and Nedbank scaling back on some of their Pan-African operations, we need to dig deeper into what kind of solutions are required to enable and facilitate business across the spectrum in partnership with our peers on the continent. All of this coming up on the other side of 7 o'clock.
Why pay more for business banking?
Does your account come with a private jet?
A five-star lunch? A butler named James? Didn't think so.
At Capitec, you get the same low fees as personal banking, so you always know what you get and what you pay. Open your account in minutes and save up to 50% on transaction fees. Visit capitecbank.co.za to get started. Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP. 46669. Conditions apply.